Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, 7 hours, 59 minutes, 14 seconds to the biggest election in world history. It's Sunday, March 24th, 2024. And I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. And our plate is full tonight, and then a really big special presentation in Sunday Live coming up in 2 hours with Rob Agueros. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very blessed to be here. Obviously, we've got a lot of the aftermath of the big terror attack in Moscow that took place Friday that we covered in a live emergency transmission that I'm very proud of. But six different incredible guests yesterday, two of them from inside Moscow, including the biggest broadcaster in Russia, joining me for 45 minutes. We're going to air excerpts of that interview coming up in the second hour, interspersed with other news. But I came out before Putin and before the Russian government, within hours of this happening. I woke up at 4 in the morning Saturday. And as soon as I saw ISIS, I know, and I have the articles, Jerusalem Post, AP Reuters, was founded by Obama. I have video of him saying he was funding ISIS. And remember the whole Arab Spring and all that, and the Muslim Brotherhood. And so when ISIS takes credit for something, then you know it's a cutout for Western intelligence agencies every time. People forget that, so I'm going to go back over some of the history on that. And then I said, I would imagine they infiltrated out of Ukraine, and they'll probably try to escape back to Ukraine. About 5 hours later, and I mean, I posted all this on X, my predictions, the Russians grabbed them running into Ukraine. So let's get one thing straight here. I come up with my own analysis and what I believe, and I'm on record before the Russians saying ISIS is a cutout for Ukraine and Victoria Nuland and Western intelligence because I'm an expert on it. I've made 6-7 films on government-sponsored terror. I'm an expert on Gladio. I've interviewed some of the people involved in Gladio, Dr. Steve Pachenik. He talked about Gladio one time on the show, the FBI showed up at his house a week later. And that's how big this is. And so if you don't know about Gladio, you don't understand the NATO stay-behind networks. And what NATO's doctrine is, if they start losing a war with Russia, is to activate terror networks inside Russia. And we have Nuland and Zelensky and all of them saying months ago, we got nasty surprises for you inside Russia, cross-border attacks, over 1,000 drone attacks. They have the motive, but DW.com, the biggest TV station in Germany, here's the headline, as well as most of the Western press said without any evidence that Putin staged it as a false flag. Here's the headline from DW and their site on YouTube. A false flag operation to mobilize troops? Now, remember, I've been talking about false flags for 29 years on air. It'll be 30 years in just a few weeks. And you could say that Putin could have staged this to mobilize the people. But the issue is that, remember, just a few years ago, I was demonized everywhere for any time there was a big event to say, could have this been staged or provocateur? Now everybody knows the term false flag. So that's one of this broadcast's real successes. And all of you spreading the word is that people understand this now. So the whole thing needs to be investigated. We'll look into that. But I've got so much more to hit on the election, on incredible developments with Biden openly announcing he's going to try to steal the election again, and so much more today. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy TurboForce is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-hour clean energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, March 24th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here live for the next 4 hours, as we are every Sunday night. And I'll return tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, my weekday transmission. Of course, right before that will be Harrison Smith and American Journal, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, with the War Room. You can find all of our reports and information at InfoWars.com and Man.Video, and much of it also reposted to Real Alex Jones on the Mighty X platform. Okay, on this day in 1999, NATO began bombing of Yugoslavia. It went on for 70-plus days. Massive amounts of people, tens of thousands killed. It's important because it ties into what just happened in Moscow and all the fingers being pointed, Western media saying Putin staged it, ISIS taking responsibility, the reported surviving terrorists caught trying to flee back into Ukraine. What's really going on there? What's really behind all of that? Well, I've got a pretty good idea, and myself and our expert guests like Jack Posobiec and Scott Bennett and many others, former Army intelligence officer, have been predicting massive attacks on things like theaters in the last 6 months. And Ukraine has launched over 1,000 drone attacks into Russia, including hundreds on Moscow. They've had hundreds of cross-border attacks into Russia proper, attacking towns there with paramilitary troops, but it doesn't really hit the mainstream media. It's kind of a blip. So a lot of the motive leans towards Ukraine because they're desperate and they're trying to get Putin to overreact so NATO can officially come into the war. That's where most of the evidence points. But it's fair for DW.com, the biggest German publication, and countless others, to say, did Putin do it to rally support? Because false flags are a staple of major governments and empires throughout history. And remember that for the decades I've exposed false flags, including the declassified ones, oh, I'm a kook, I'm crazy, governments never stage things. But now we're in a different world. Now it's okay to talk about false flags or staged events. You can have the individual stages of false flag, like Jussie Smollett, or you can have big ones, like 9/11. Or you can let someone attack. You know, false flag isn't always a government or company or individual carrying out the attack themselves. It's knowing it's coming and letting it happen is a form of that as well. But before Putin came out in the morning, Texas time, in the evening, Russia time, I pointed out that ISIS had taken responsibility and that ISIS was created by Western intelligence and Barack Obama. And I have a clip of Barack Obama. If you'd like me to play it, I played it yesterday. Let's cue that up. From him backing the Arab Spring and the Muslim Brotherhood and also ISIS. But to confuse people, he'd call it ISIL, but ISIL is ISIS. So When Trump says he beat ISIS and America beat ISIS, Trump pulled support from ISIS in the middle of the Syrian war. It was Russia went in and did most of the taking out of ISIS. But now we're told ISIS is back. Let me show you a couple of headlines that deal with that. Here's the Jerusalem Post. Israel treating al-Qaeda fighters wounded in Syrian civil war. You just type in the West-backed ISIS and Syria war. Remember Trump famously said that Obama is the father of ISIS? Because that's true. In fact, pull up a clip of Trump. Trump says Obama, the father of ISIS. It's true. So they think we're stupid or that we don't have memories about this. And now these individuals, a bunch of them got caught trying to flee back into Ukraine on the Ukraine border, have openly said, you say, well, they were tortured to say it. Well, they say it as they're being loaded in the cars when they first were captured. We don't know who hired us. We were promised a bunch of money to go do this. Once we got to Moscow, we were given the guns. And it's fair to say that the Russians do it. It's fair. But they don't have the main motive because Putin's already won election. He's already won the war in Ukraine. The globalists want to escalate things. And the fact that ISIS took credit when it openly has been created by the West, the fact that they caught them trying to flee back into Ukraine, and that's not disputed now, I'd say 95% chance this was done by Victoria Nuland in the deep state. Try to stir up Russia and put pressure on him with hardliners to expand the war so they have a pretext for NATO to have the excuse to officially go into the war, which they've been trying to push and trying to sell. So here's a quick clip of Obama at the start of the Syrian war bragging about funding ISIS, ISIL, potato, patata, tomato, tomato, same group. Look it up yourself. Here they are hiding in plain view.
So with the additional steps I ordered last month, we're speeding up training of ISIL forces, including volunteers from Sunni tribes in Anbar province.
You compared Donald Trump to a third world dictator yesterday.
We'll get to that clip that we got on screen later with Rubio. Let's play that Obama clip one more time just so you fully get it. Here it is.
So with the additional steps I ordered last month, we're speeding up training of ISIL forces, including volunteers from Sunni tribes in Anbar province.
Okay. So that's the reality, and I'm going to be discussing that with the top broadcaster in Russia for part of the next hour. So please stay with us for that, and I will get into this larger stack of information once we get to that point. But before we do that, right before I do that, with the death toll in Moscow now above 137, what's hiding in plain view here that people really aren't making a big deal about? And I am making a big deal about it. We have a completely wide-open border. We have millions and millions of people that have come in under Biden, hundreds of thousands of them Middle Eastern military-age men conservatively. Border Patrol numbers over 200,000 military-age men from Islamic nations. Many of them are on video saying we're getting ready to attack America when they talk to journalists. And then people, because the government just doesn't have face scanning. You can use Google Images, and it's almost as accurate. It's the same system. If you've got an HD photo, it is as accurate, but they then run them through a face scan image search on Google and find out they're Revolutionary Guard members of Iran's military and Hezbollah commanders. Then you do not know who I am, but you will know soon. Ha ha ha. It's like, wow. So they're bringing all these people in, and the FBI director says there's all these flashing lights and Islamic terror is about to hit us. But then they're leaving the border completely and totally open. There's a big article on Infowars.com dealing with this. Biden's censorship regime blocks media access at border after embarrassing invasion video that shocked the nation last week of the Border Patrol being absolutely beat up and, you know, overrun. But here's another big piece of the puzzle. The same Obama judge who has all these anti-gun rulings, federal judge in Illinois, came out over a week ago and said, we're going to let illegal aliens buy guns, own guns, and carry guns, but at the same time, she has anti-gun rulings for citizens. Unconstitutional. DOJ announces red flag center for gun grab operations against Americans. Big story on Infowars.com. Here's another one. Illinois federal judge rules illegal aliens can carry guns. So very, very, very important. Foreigners can have guns, and they can make up the military, we've been told by the Democrats, and make up the police. But citizens, no, 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 no. They don't need a judge or a jury, not even any type of mental illness background. Please just say you can't have a gun, and you get red flagged, and your guns get taken. This is Alexander Solzhenitsyn pointed out in Gulag Archipelago in Russia under the communists. The criminals and thugs and government people could all have guns and knives and weapons, but when a citizen was caught who wasn't a member of the party, they sent you to a forced labor camp or killed you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Friday in Rolling Stone, but there are other articles and other reports, like the big New York Times one that came out in October of 2020, and in it, Podesta, it's a huge article in New York Times, Podesta War Games, and the New York Times is there, and he's running it for the Democrats. And they say, if Trump wins, we will not accept it, and then we will make the votes basically appear out of all the mail-ins we've got, being the caches that they've got to know the numbers they need to get. But more importantly, he said, we will not accept the election one way or another. We will have an alternate inauguration in some place like Colorado. What I found was interesting is Colorado is where the real shadow government, maybe they have a whole Congress built there. It's not even shadow government. It's the alternate continuity of government, COG, nuclear war, hardened facility. So it's D.C. somewhat hardened, but the real hardened bases, underground railroads and facilities they've got that are massive, are under Denver and under Colorado Springs. And by the way, that's on record. That's not a theory. The details are classified, but they've spent hundreds of billions since the 50s building huge underground cities in Colorado. So it's the alternate capital for those that don't know. I thought it was interesting he said in Colorado. The government would just ignore Trump and say, you know, the deep state, the bureaucracy. So that's just some of the news that we've got on that front. As I said, that I'll be covering in great detail coming up tomorrow. Now, the other news I want to hit, and there's a lot of it, is extremely important because we're not covering enough the design collapse of civilization and how it was a designed rollout and how I've been telling you for decades how they would do it and how I read the books and then went and checked the documents of all these insiders that were the deputy head of the Treasury, the deputy head of HUD, the head of Army Black Ops, the head of Pentagon Black Ops, Fletcher Prouty, the head Senate archivist, Anthony Sutton, Charlotte Iserby, who was also in the Reagan administration, high level over a department, but also her dad was high level Skull and Bones. She leaked the documents. So I got reminded this morning, and I reposted it on X, because I'd forgotten about George Green, and he is who he said he was. He was a big investment banker, and they just liked him. He kind of has that Warren Buffett, Charlie Munger. They're just the way they talk, the way they get it, you know, because I've met with some levels before, and I'm looked at corporate systems. I mean, it's this type of guy. But he is who he says he was. But they tried to have sex with his daughter early on, and he watched them use cocaine, and they were just trashy. And he admits, he goes, you know, I was sold on being an elitist, and there are too many people, and quite frankly, a lot of folks are lazy and stupid, so I was like, yeah, let's go ahead and kill everybody. But then they tried to have sex with my daughter and treated me like trash, and I realized they were just as bad as the people they want to kill. And I've made this point. I could see dumbed down, lazy people everywhere and people starving and squalor, and you can say a lot of areas probably are overpopulated. Now, they got educated, moved around properly through incentives and things. We need more people. But if you've got a big, lazy mass of people that are decadent, then they'll destroy everything. And then if you've got globalists that are out of control and who are nihilistic, who are horrible managers on top of it, and just have this excuse, well, we'll just kill everybody to get rid of the problems, well, they're a bigger problem. So he really nails it. And I interviewed him a couple times. I don't think he's alive now. I'm going to tell the producers to see if he is. He was old then. This clip's almost 20 years old. I read his book. I remember interviewing him several times. And let me tell you something. Everything this guy said happened dead on. So did Dr. John Coleman. You know, still alive, incredible. Ron Paul predicting and all. We've got Jared Griffin's still alive. I mean, people ask how I know all this stuff. These guys knew everything. Either people working in Congress that got the documents, people that were on the inside that got them. So I'm going to air like a 9-minute clip of this guy when we come back, and then I'm going to hit a bunch of the news currently happening that ties into it, because this is a big deal, folks. And their program is about 6-7 years behind. The good news is we've held back the program a lot. That's in their own admissions. But now they don't care. They're accelerating it because they realize they're totally screwed if they don't, but they're also screwed if they do. And anybody smart can look and extrapolate this out. Now the world knows about the globalist plan for depopulation. They'll never get away with this. And I've got some perfect examples of all these billionaires building bunkers all over the world and thinking they're going to be safe there. And it's just like LeBron James concerned after sophisticated criminal squatters invade the neighboring $50 million mansion. Oh, LeBron, you think you're safe because you're worth $500 million? You think you're safe caring about nobody? He always says that. I care about nobody but myself. You think, of course, you're nobody with $500 million. Well, what about Zuckerberg with his $100 billion or whatever it is now? A 10-story deep giant underground base in Kauai. Everyone I talked to, when I say everyone, I mean it was ridiculous. Talked about how when the collapse came, what they were going to do to Zuckerberg. And I was like, no, let's be nonviolent, let's be nice. And they were literally, no, he's right there, I've worked in there, I've built it, we're going to get him. And, oh boy, you really built something for yourself. And, you know, here's George Green describing. He starts to work for him. And he's in there with these senators and globalists meeting in Colorado again. Oh, yeah, Colorado again, sorry, yeah. And he says, they say, by the way, I want to have sex with your daughter. He goes, she's 14. Well, I'm going to have sex with her. And then he sees him in a big boardroom snorting cocaine. And he's like, wait, I was sold on wiping everybody out just because I can kind of see what's the point of them living. I mean, I'm not agreeing with George Green, but that's when he was younger. I put all this out. It's all true. Where's the public getting upset? I mean, this is really going down. I mean, we got 20-plus million people dead from the shots, cancer rates off the chart, infertility off the chart, life expectancy plunging, and still the average person's too busy with their Spurs tickets or their Dallas Cowboys tickets, to use a Texas analogy. And people say to me, hey, why don't you go to a Spurs game with us? Well, I like basketball, but things are too serious. Oh, man, let us have a little fun. All you do is have fun. Let me ask a question. If Russia fired 100 hydrogen bombs at us 5 minutes from now, would you say, oh, let me go watch a sitcom, or would you get right with God? I mean, we're close to total destruction on so many fronts, and I look at all these skilled people doing all these amazing things that don't do anything for even themselves, and I see all this courage to do mindless stunts and things and face jump and all the rest of it, and people that practice for 6 months be able to throw a playing card at a match and ignite it. Great. Imagine if you put that type of energy into waking people up and making a better society and stopping fentanyl and all this stuff. Because I'm telling you, we're going to lose everything if we don't make fighting the New World Order plan a number one. I really love my four children. And while I'm sitting there cooking my six-year-old daughter breakfast every morning, man, I am beyond pissed. And you know what? I'm not even pissed at the New World Order because they're scum. I'm pissed as this is as serious as life and death, because it is. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, in a moment, I'm going to play a George Green interview, and maybe the crew can dig through our archives and try to find it. The last time I interviewed him was probably 20 years ago. Big banker, worked with the globalist on record. And everything he said has basically come true. He wrote a book about the subject, tried to warn people. Before we go any further, I can't do this without you. We are changing the world together. When you support us at InfoWarsStore.com, you change the world. Plus, you get really great products. You've heard the callers call in and tell you what it's done for them. Just iodine that is not bound to another element, and most iodine in fish or in crops in the soil is bound, so you don't absorb a lot of it. The U.S. government in the 30s discovered a 15-point IQ reduction on average in non-coastal cities because no one was getting fish and massive birth defects. And so by law, it was put in the salt. a crappy type, but you still got some of it, until the 70s when the feds had it removed. Well, this is pure iodine. It goes right into your cells. It's very special. It's back in stock because I want people that have been on the fence and never gotten it. It's already very popular. It's 40% off, okay? X3 back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is discounted. That sale is going to end in the next few days because we've already sold out 80% of the shipment that came in a few months ago. It's 95% curcuminoid. That's the strongest on the market out there. That's the concentrate of turmeric. That's the anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, everything. It's amazing. Now, unlike Advil that kicks in 30 minutes and works great, this is not a drug. You've got to front load stuff like this. It takes a day or so for even super strong turmeric to kick in. So it's not like you take it and the pain goes away in an hour or subsides. That's the thing turmeric's best known for. You have to already have it in you. Okay? So you just take it and then wait and see. It's amazing. You need it. It's so good for your whole body. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. While you're there, get a InfoWars Team Humanity shirt. Get the new Gadsden red, white, and blue flag shirt that I designed. I get a copy of my books, The Great Reset or The Great Awakening. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com or, again, 888-253-3139. Now, before I go any further, I want to also tell you about our amazing sponsor, who is also a guy I know you can really trust and who gives you great service. He's amazing. He's my dad, and he is a oral surgeon and dentist. And I got him involved in the InfoWars Life products 12 years ago because he was killing himself managing over 100 dental offices. He didn't own them. He was the manager. He was testifying in the legislature all the time. It was killing him. And I said, you've been involved in drug approval. You've been involved in supplements before. I said, why don't you come work for me? He's the reason the supplements are so great. He hired great chemists and made sure we always had the highest quality products. But he thought we were going to go under a year and a half ago when I declared bankruptcy. And maybe we will. Maybe he was right. And so he went and got a warehouse. He shipped his products there. And we already had the site. He already had the site. DrJonesNaturals.com. So whatever happens to InfoWars, and I think we're still going to be here for a long time, but it's getting a little iffy. So pray for us. We will continue on. I will continue on. He's a great sponsor. So a lot of the products that aren't available at InfoWarsStore.com are available at DrJonesNaturals.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. So if you want to support what I'm doing, go to DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Original, not available in over 3 years. Super Blue Toothpaste, not available for around 3 years. With the nano silver patented, with the iodine, with the tea tree, with all the other essential oils like peppermint, no additives, no fluoride. It is available and it's concentrated, so it lasts twice as long on average at DrJonesNaturals.com. So is the turmeric toothpaste. So is the activated charcoal toothpaste. So are all the other great nano silver products like wound gel, swish and swash, immune gargle, swish and drink. You can drink it as well. It's all there at DrJonesNaturals.com. And while you're there, a lot of other great supplements as well. So take advantage of it all at DrJonesNaturals.com. And I thank you. Okay. We're on lots of radio stations and on the internet, and thousands are tuning in and tuning out every second. So let me just recap the George Green clip, because it's the craziest thing. I had a photographic memory till I was 40 or so, and it was actually a headache because I would look at one article and remember like 1,000 others and could cite, you remember, U.S. codes, bills from 20 years ago. And then now that I'm 50, I still have a really good memory, but I never had those, what they call Alzheimer moments, where you can't remember somebody's name or where you can't, it was all there. I remember everything. Everything about my childhood, everything else, just everything. Total recall. Don't have it anymore. It's really a blessing for me. I'm much more calm and happy. So I could barely even finished the sentence years ago because I was just so on target. I mean, I just could see everything. And that's how the brain works. Most people have photographic memories. It starts declining at 40. And I'm like, wait, I know George Green. He's been on the show. I read his book. Why did I forget about George Green? He's just one more of those incredible insiders that we got the whole enemy battle plan from that I'd forgotten about. It's like I was on a big spaces yesterday that had millions of viewers and listeners with Mario Nafal on the Russia attack, and a guy calls in, Patrick Henningsen, I think it's the name, and I go, I know you. I've interviewed you. And he goes, yeah, I worked for you for 4 years. I haven't talked to you in 12 years. And I was like, yeah, you're a great reporter. I mean, it's just, you know, boom, you forgot about him. So this is really powerful, and this isn't somebody just saying this. He did what he said he did. He cited it all. I looked him up at the time, and he was not super prolific like J. Edward Griffin or others. And Griffin wasn't an insider, but he was a guy that was able to get to the insiders. But this is all their plan, and this is what they had planned. So when you hear all this, when you hear enemy camps, that means COVID camps. When you hear all this, they've kind of updated it, but this is all their original plan. And when he talks about, yeah, we would sit around in board meetings with the global elite talking about using neutron bombs to take out the major cities to control the populations. And Bertrand Russell even wrote about making a deal with the Russians in the late 50s, early 60s. He wrote about it. Bertrand Russell was a Nobel Prize winner, big, quote, liberal. He said, we will inject you with vaccines that brain damage you to make you more controlled. He said, we'll use diet injections and injunctions to control you. So many of these guys openly talk about it. That's why we have all the clips of them at Davos saying, we're going to depopulate 95%, you know, down to 500 million or whatever. And the Georgia Guidestones and all the rest of it, which has now been blown up by somebody we don't know who. So you have to understand, this is 100% real. And this is the moment so many people that work for the system decide to say no, is when the pedophilia comes in. And the lady says, well, was it just them trying to have sex with your daughter? And he said, no. It was just the fact that they were scummier than the general public and were all a bunch of trash. And I was like, these are the people you'd be gotten rid of. So you can say he was a cold-blooded guy. When you're a high-powered manager and smart and work hard, and you see all the decadence and laziness, when you try to warn people like I do, and they don't take it serious because they're so mentally selfish and so lazy, you say, well, screw you, you deserve to die. But that's only a war game I've had in my head. I've never actually thought that, but I've entertained it in a war game to understand the enemy. But he's very, very honest about all of this. And that's my point, is that do you really think the globalists are going to get rid of 7.5 billion people plus, and that then they're going to stop there? Because they present the problem, well, there's too many people, we can't sustain this. As Elon Musk has explained, if you make people be competitive and you don't have handouts for people that don't absolutely need them, and if you have huge corporate and government work projects like space exploration, you name it, you need a bigger population, actually. We can export it to space. But once you...
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great if you fund the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
He's actually control out of London. He is manipulating all the dollars to put them out, put more and more people into debt. So the illusion of equity they have in real estate is coming apart. The players that are analyzing everything are expecting massive foreclosures next year and the beginning of what we call the recession that you, it's going to be worse than 29. Right. It's your house that you're living in. You think you own it. You don't.
Right.
You have contractual right to transfer the airspace subject to you paying taxes to the state.
Right.
Or the Global 2000 discussions that we had. The real problem that they have, as Kissinger says, is there are just too many people on the planet. And 40% of the world, 2 billion of us, exist on less than $2 a day. The summary of the Global 2000 report I put up on my website, nohoax.com. But if you look at it, it makes sense to get rid of people. So they, what they said, they're going to make godlike decisions on who lives and who dies. Now, obviously, some of the meetings we sat on, we were planning on using neutron bombs on the major cities. Because that contains most of the, what they call...
You actually heard...
By the way, hit pause.
I said it on the meetings.
Back that up 10 seconds. I meant to add earlier. I didn't get the specifics. Bertrand Russell proposed using neutron bombs in an agreement with China, Russia, the U.S., African nations, where we would all, in a coordinated U.N. attack, blow up the cities and depopulate. And you remember one of the first Star Trek episodes is where they find a futuristic planet where they were killing each other in wars, so now they just decide to have simulated wars, but when you die in the war from the nuke, which isn't a real nuke, you go into a disintegrator. So this is really the plan, okay? But then notice he goes, but we decided not to use neutron bombs, they're going to use bioweapons. Here it is. Maybe having a computer
neutron bombs on the major cities. because that contains most of the, what they call...
You actually heard this?
I said it on the meetings. I was in the game big time. In fact, I was making such a mess, they decided rather than kill me, which they could, they just invited me into the inner group and asked me to be the finance chairman. And at that point, I probably would have been in, you know, secretary of the treasury or something, whatever they wanted to do with me. What I was doing prior to that, so... you know, making it right, I would volunteer to become a president of a company, and I'd go in and liquidate it. And we'd get rid of the expendable containers. That was my job.
Expendable containers meaning human beings?
That's right.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's vernacular, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, well, that's what we used at that time. I mean, it went from there to useless eaters today, so you're happy with it. You're a human resource. So,
right.
Which, you know, all you are is part of the commodity, even in the business sense. You look at it, you have a cost. Labor. What is labor?
Yeah.
Human resource.
Right.
When you're going to put together some kind of product. Well, the inside of the game, when we started to use neutrons, today they figure that biologicals are much cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
They're still planning on, the plan is to get a war started in the Middle East, and they're still planning on using a neutron bomb or one of the bombs that they've got developed on Israel, mm-hmm. and that's to begin World War III,
mm-hmm.
which is all on the cards. And it's going to happen. They even put a monument up to this whole program. It's mm-hmm. called the Georgia Guidestones.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
outside
of Atlanta, you know, and they've got it all set down there. It's all in 8 languages. They want basically it's fait accompli as far as they're concerned. It's just to get the thing going in the Middle East, and it's not going fast enough. I mean, Carter put this thing in, so we have the plan 2000 with the war starting in the year 2000 in the Middle East.
Right.
Reduce the population of the planet down to 500 million, have one world currency under the Homeland Security or FEMA, if you want to call it. They're going to declare an emergency, which you're going to shut down everything. Mm-hmm. My friends, my CIA associates, I don't even call them friends anymore. CIA is crooks in action.
Yeah.
They're all professional liars.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to be if they have that job.
Yeah.
So you have to look at what they're doing. Anyway, they're so concerned, they're leaving the country too. Most of them are going to Latin America. Meanwhile, they're closing in every day right now, just closing in to make it so we're going to be set up in these enemy prisoner war camps. I published a book. It's called Chaos in America.
Mm-hmm.
In it, I was asked to build an enemy prisoner war camp. I put the contract in this book. So you can read it for yourself. This is in downtown Las Vegas, right on the railroad tracks. It says enemy prisoner war camp. They're all on top. And they're building them all the way across the United States right now. Bush signed an executive order taking the old forts and the army places that we shut down to get those organized to hold the so-called dissidents. Now, what's the definition of a dissident? And the problem is that we're going to enslave ourselves because most of the people want to keep having food coming in, and you're going to follow the line. You're just locking yourself into your own prison camp. Then we're going to come down to the extermination, just like World War II.
Right.
Well, Phil and I have lectured together. I know Phil Snyder. He's dead now.
I know he's dead. And so what about what he was saying about the number of bases at that time? I think it was 129 bases before he died. Underground had already been built. Is that all for the elite?
Yeah.
Really?
What are they going to do with the rest of the people? They just get rid of them, leave them above ground and be radiated. Now, my son happens to be a nuclear physicist.
Mm-hmm.
Spent the last 3.5 years in a secret city in Russia. They're about 12 years ahead of us. They have 22,000 nuclear warheads. And, of course, we're the target. The Soviets had 3 nuclear submarines on the West Coast and 3 on the East Coast. They're about 2 football fields away, 5 stories tall, and they all are nuclear power and aimed at our major cities.
Okay.
West Coast gone. Well, because the plan is the Northern Hemisphere is where they're going to release the nuclear bombs, and the theory was that the winds from the North Pole that are coming down, because that's increasing drastically, will go to the equator, and there will be very little spillover because of the reverse of the winds because of the Southern Hemisphere.
Okay.
So therefore, the nuclear radiation here will be a lot more than the Southern Hemisphere.
And this is a fait accompli, you believe?
Oh, they think so. Oh, yeah, they think they won. That's the reason why they don't bother about me talking about it. They don't care whether you know or not. What are you going to do about it? And you have no idea what China is until you go over there for yourself. With a 1.3 billion, you understand, almost, well, a little over 4 times our population.
Right.
It's, you know, I spent some time over there with, and I had some government friends. They think they're going to, what they're going to do is let the West go have its fight. And then they want to clean up. They say it's been 5,000 years. We want to run the world when we get through. And what they're doing? Acquiring all the assets.
Mm-hmm.
They figure Canada and the United States, the property there will, the food growing areas will be enough to take care of their people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're looking at. Why are they, I mean, they bought
the So
oil
the U.S. will become a resource. Yeah.
Whatever's left of it.
Whatever's left of it, yeah. You seem to be in a unique position to be able to put a fair amount of this together, which is quite interesting.
Well, I walk my talk. I played the game.
You played the game. You know that, you know one level of it.
And I know. I used to play around with the world leaders, so I know what they're planning on doing.
What change of heart? What happened in you that made you decide to share this information that happens at the inside levels?
Well, it come back to a moral situation that happened to me, I think. When I flew to Aspen, I brought my two daughters up there so they could go, you know, go skiing. And I was invited to this meeting, when I walked into the room, the world leaders were there, and that's when they asked me to be the finance chairman. As they said, we'd like you to be the finance chairman for the next president of the United States. And the first thing I asked is, why me? And they said, well, we owe you a favor. Remember I told you I volunteered to be president of companies that
right.
I went down?
And then you liquidate, yeah.
I didn't charge them anything for it. It was just a game.
I see.
And then, anyway, that's what they said.
So I thought you'd be good on the team, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be good. I'd be a team player. Mm-hmm. I just did it because it was, you know, another one of these things. So next thing I asked him, I said, well, wait a minute. You know, I just started this $100 million project. And they said, don't worry about it. We'll put it on ice. And I said, okay, who with? And I said, well, you can do that. Then I said the next thing was, who is going to be the next president? Now, this is 2 years before he became president.
Right.
They said Jimmy Carter. And I said, Jimmy who? They said, well, he's the Democratic governor of Georgia. And I said, I've been voting Republican. And Paul Volcker said, son, don't worry about it. We control them both.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I got the next question is, what does a finance chairman do?
Yeah.
You know, I haven't been doing that. I've been playing all this other stuff. They said, will you sit down with Ted? And so I sat over with Ted Kennedy. He's sitting right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And Ted and I are, you know, he's just joking. He said, George, you're going to love this job. You're really good with money. We're going to send you out to all the state Democratic functions to raise money for the National Democratic Party. And he said, you're going to meet some real foxy ladies. And just then, my daughter walked in.
Mm-hmm.
Ted looked at me and says, wow, I want to go to bed with that. I says, no, you don't, Ted. That's my daughter, and she's 14. And his response to me was, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I was livid. I really didn't know what to do.
So it was that moment.
Well,
that
wait a minute.
Was insult.
That was part of it.
Yeah.
I got up. I walked across the room.
Yeah.
I then talked to Pierre Trudeau and his wife, mm-hmm. who was the Prime Minister of Canada mm-hmm. at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting in front of them with a little half cigar box full of white powder. And then I'm looking around the rest of the room. I said, my God, something hit me at that point. If the world leaders have to resort to this, I don't think I want to be part of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even to the pollution and getting everything else, they're talking about getting rid of all the other people. I mean, I was raised in a packing house and slaughtering animals, and you get to the point where people are just animals at that level. And then I found out a little bit more about the details of the Plan 2000, of the annihilation of the entire planet. I said, I got to stop these people. There's something there. I mean, it's just...
Well, they're right. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.